Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome back to another and a final team profile and projection here on Talking Baseball. Thank you very much for being with us this whole preseason. If you have, where we have done a team profile and projection on every team in Major League Baseball, an episode a day, every day until opening day, and opening day is 2 days away. So I wonder if we're gonna do we have episodes? I'm sure BBD's got something planned. Anyway, we're talking about the Atlanta Braves, voted number one by you guys. Last year, they finished first in the NL East. They won 104 games, went on to lose to the divisional rival Philadelphia Phillies. Jake, this team was active before any teams were active at all. What did they do?
They got a bit of work done this offseason, probably more than you think. Reynaldo Lopez, a shutdown reliever. It looks like they're going to give him a twirl in the rotation. How's your bench? Adam Duvall, Luis Guillorme. Yes. Sign me up. Jared Kelnick for free. Thanks, Seattle. Chris sailing away. Instead of paying these free agents, we'll trade for him for a guy we're not going to use, and then we'll extend him. He's thrown 98 again. A little bit of an Aaron Bummer in the bullpen, but a lot of bodies. Ken 100 Miles Giles on a minor league deal. Watch out for that. They lost, my goodness, Kirby Yates, Trevs Michael Tonkin, Kobe Allard, Soroka, Schuster, Lopez, Kyle Wright, Vaughn Grisham, Eddie Rosario, Jesse Chavez. He'll find his way back. Don't worry.
Yes, he will.
Yanni Chirinos, and a congratulations and happy retirement to friend of the program, Colin McHugh. Trev, you've been talking about these past couple lineups, how they're all third, they're all second. I think I know who was first.
Shout out, Colin McHugh. Yeah, you wanted to read some of the statistics from last year, Poppy? First in average, first in OBP, first in OPS, first in runs, first in homers. They're even 10th in stolen bases to boot.
It's one guy.
One guy did it all. That's incredible, and they didn't get worse, Jake. So this lineup is nuts. It is the best lineup we've seen so far. Ronald Acuna Jr., his season last year was something we've never seen before in the history of baseball. That's your leadoff hitter. He's an absolute monster MVP guy. Ozzie Albies, best contract in baseball, maybe team-wise. Austin Riley at third base. Matt Olson. Oh my gosh, what's he done to your daughter now, Jake? He's at first base. Marcelo Zuna at DH. Michael Harris the second. Money Mike's in center field. Sean, that badonkadonk Murphy behind the plate. Jared, probably going to have a 1. OPS. Kelnick is in left field. And Arcia, an all-star last year, is at shortstop. The bench, Travis d'Arnaud. Just nice to have him on the bench whenever you need to call upon for a big hit. Adam Duvall, they just signed. I love him as a backup outfielder. Luis Guillorme, a tough out. Didn't he like catch a bat one time in spring training? Then he had a really long at bat as well. He's done some stuff. A nice piece for your bench. Forrest Wall, not in my book, on the bench for them. Some other names to watch: Luke Williams, David Fletcher, JP Martinez, and Eli White. So look, the offense 1-9, look out. They are going to do special things this year as they did last year. James, what about their rotation and what about that bullpen?
Well, the rotation, Spencer Strider, probably the most strikeouts in all of the Grapefruit League. Don't know, but probably. Left-hand pitcher Max Fried on a contract year. He's better than you think. Unless you're a Braves fan and you've been watching, or an NL East fan and you've been getting hurt. But he's good. You know he's good. You're like, well, I know he's good. No, he's better than you think. Charlie the Gum, Morton, Chris Sale. They traded for Chris Sale, and he's probably going to be nasty. He's got a spring training scoreless streak. Motherfucker.
And he looks like handsome. Like, what happened?
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. I saw an interview. He's like, his face looks nice. His beard was like nice.
Like a Southern gentleman all of a sudden. Okay. Well, that's something I got to figure out. Ronaldo Lopez in the fifth spot. Bryce Elder is around. AJ Smith Shaver is around. In the bullpen, you got Raisa Iglesias, AJ Minter, Joe Jimenez, Jackson Stevens. Wow, another rare double last name in Major League Baseball. O'Neill Cruz and Jackson Stevens. Another I guess Jackson. That's two first names, too. That guy can do it all. He's a long reliever.
Pierce Johnson.
What are those called? Prince Phillips, Tyler Matzik, Dylan Lee, and an Aaron Bummer. Isn't that Prince Phillips when you pierce your dick? Prince Albert? Dick piercing? Isn't that called that?
I was going for a double last name again.
James, these are Atlanta people we're talking to now. They are very...
they know. It's the Prince Albert. It's called Prince Albert. Good Google image if you're into that. This team's good.
Say yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. They don't talk about Prince Alberts, all right?
But they know about him.
No. Okay, you're right. You're right.
No.
Okay.
Where do you start with this team?
Well, I was going to kind of shove it up your butt, Trev, because Forrest Wall has been dominating spring. He's like leading spring the whole time. A lot of stats. So you're not keeping track of spring training stats?
I'm not keeping track of the Braves spring training stats necessarily, James. Okay. I didn't say I didn't know him. I say he's just not in my book per se.
Okay. I love this team because I think what they've done with Sale specifically, and I know they've added other stuff too, but if Sale is good enough to be a swingman out of the bullpen, honestly, I don't want Sale starting for you in the postseason. I want you to have Strider, Fried, Morton, or Lopez, or someone else wins that job. If Sale can fucking come out and you think, oh, Strider's out of the game, thank God, and then Sale comes in for 2 to 3 innings in the postseason, and he's like nasty, and then he can do it every 3 days, like we've seen Price do for the Red Sox or seen other people do. I don't know. But I just think that's a weapon that against the Phillies who have lefties, the Dodgers, is going to be awesome in the postseason. I want you to be able to drag and drop Sale, not start him.
Sale's going to throw 6 innings, not 3 innings. Like this, I think he's going to be a force. And talk about another guy whose career is probably better than you think. Like, we know that Sale's been dominant at some points. Did you know he's got a 3.1 career ERA, already 47.2 career WAR? Like,
yes, his timeline of being talked about and thought good and the Rays is kind of similar. You know, just kind of like now everyone's over it.
Maybe.
So, Jim, you jumped to postseason bullpen usage.
Because who gives a shit? They got to win in the playoffs.
Yeah. Didn't we say that about the Dodgers?
Yeah, the Dodgers and the Braves. They both got a win in the playoffs.
Well, dadgum it. Someone's going to turn up pretty sad.
Yeah. When Sale is coming out of the pen.
We're jumping the gun here, but you brought it up. We talked about the Dodgers and like, what do people want to see happen? Or who do we want to see them face in the World Series? I think the ultimate matchup right now is Dodgers, Braves, NLCS.
Yeah, I mean, Philly fans would love to throw their hat in the
arena.
I know that.
They just took on the Braves last year, beat them. I get it. I'm just saying, we're talking about our number one and number two ranked teams. We're talking about the number one, two ranked offenses last year. We're talking about two organizations that are consistently lauded as the best organizations in all of baseball. Like, as much as the Phillies want to get in there, and I understand why they would, because they've done an excellent job as well. If you're just looking on paper and, you know, franchise related, organization related, right now it's the Dodgers Braves. But people don't want to hear about the Dodgers right now. Let's talk more about the Braves.
I'll tell you something dumb that jumped out to me initially, because we've seen a lot of projections. And even I haven't seen a lot of 40 homer projections, and I see my guy Matt Olson, and yeah, yep. I think that's one of the guys you can project for that, which is still crazy over the course of a baseball season. Only problem is the guy at the top of the lineup is projected, and usually for the star players, these are pretty low. Ronald Acuna Jr. is projected for 40 homers and 53 stolen bases next year. And that would be low compared to last year. That guy's out of his mind. Austin Riley has... he can throw his hat in the arena for best third baseman in baseball the past couple years. Maddie and Freddie are fighting for that at first base. Braves fans will quickly throw little monster Ozzie Albies in the mix for second base. Sean Murphy has a... it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Can I tell you that, like, one thing maybe the fans are worried about, which kind of doesn't make sense because they were so good at it last year, but it's everyone being healthy again. I mean, this team was healthy all last year. I mean, they had, I think I just saw three people take over 700 plate appearances for them, which is crazy. But this lineup was largely intact all year. Like, can that happen again? With the pitching, like, I think they have enough depth now where they can sustain some injuries there. And be just fine. I guess, yeah, it's like you look at that lineup and 1 through 9, you're like, that's great. And they had basically 1 through 9. Kelnick obviously wasn't here, but they basically had that lineup and they just ran him out there day after day after day. Like, is that going to happen 2 years in a row? I don't know. You sure hope so. You never root for injuries or like expect injuries. At least I don't. I think that's going to be a big thing for them. Like, another full year of health. And if it happens and they do it again, shoot, whoever's running the training room is going to be in very, very high demand, because that is something that all teams want, the ability to put your good players on the field every single day. The Braves were able to do that last year. That's a big difference.
Washington's gone. How much do you think that hurts them?
Hopefully whoever was like in line to take over for Wash just watched him and just do the same thing.
All right. Yeah, probably not a lot at all. They'll miss him though. They had a lot of fun. I just got pretty upset because I went to spring training stats leaderboard and Strider is the pitcher with the most strikeouts in all of spring by 8. Third place has 19 and first place has 29. Strider. So that's just bullshit.
Trev, weren't you saying off mic that the Braves' health was related to that Braves Foundation? They just use a bunch of younger guys' blood and everyone gets infusions from it regularly?
That's why they... okay, now
the
I
Braves
get
Foundation.
It. That's actually my secret. You just hang out with younger people and you steal their life force.
Ooh. Yeah. Here's a fun baseball reference page. 2023 MLB team position performance by OPS.
Here we go.
Catcher, 4th in all of baseball at in OPS. First base, 1st. Second base, 2nd. Third base, 2nd. Shortstop, 13th.
Started off hot, though.
Look for an improvement there. Left field, 16th. Below average. They went out, got a guy.
Kelnick and Duvall.
Center field, 6th. Right field, 1st. DH, 3rd. And then pinch hitting, dog shit, 28th. They better get better.
They didn't need to pinch hit ever.
I'm just saying, if you want to win against those Dodgers in the postseason, learn how to pinch hit because you're bad at it. No, man, I don't know. They're going to be really good and really fun, and I think they will win the division because they're set up. I think their pitching is really good. I think their lineup stability, and like you guys were kind of saying about like just running it out there, like I think they will. They have for a while. And that's pretty nice. They just, their starters play all the time. Same position, same spot in the lineup. They like have that ebb of flow of like seeing how this guy reacts to the pitcher, taking notes on it. Now I know what I can do based on that. Like kind of 90s baseball lineup hitting wise that I'm always jealous of, always.
They were able to add, let me just tell you guys this, the all-time career strikeouts per nine pitcher, like ever, in Chris Sale. 11.1 strikeouts per nine is the highest mark for a starting pitcher of all time. And they were able to just grab this guy. And I mean, I've faced Chris Sale. I think this guy is going to, I think he's going to be able to pitch into his 40s. If he wants to. It's just different. I know that he's had some injuries and hasn't been on the field as much as of late. I think we'll look back at his baseball reference page and just kind of see it as a hiccup. I think he'll figure out, he's going to be one of those guys that makes the adjustment, that starts to pitch a little bit differently, that changes his repertoire. He just has the body and the, it's just so different. It's different than any other pitcher you're ever going to face. I think he's going to be able to ride that into a long career. And if that's going to be with the Braves and they're going to tap into something a little bit different, I think this team just continues to make incredibly smart, sophisticated baseball moves. And you just have to applaud them, man. Even all the stuff we talked about, like all the players they brought over, ate a little bit of salary, traded them away to get the guy they really wanted. Like it's man. You just mentioned, like, in left field, they didn't have a great OPS there. So they went out and got Kelenic and Duvall. How much is that going to cost them this year? Duvall, $3 million, Kelenic, league minimum. Like, they're – and Kelenic now you have for how long? Like, this guy can turn in. He was a consensus top prospect in baseball, and you just have him for free. Like, the front office, I feel like, really deserves – you know, a little bit of a shout out here because of how they've been able to set this thing up. And the window is so large for them. I've said it before. It's an open air house. There are no windows. It's just one big window. So I don't know, man. I saw the gold on Chris Sale's baseball reference page and just got me going a little bit.
Trev, let me paint a picture for you. You come out, you get drafted, you know, probably tough for you to think about, but you come out, get drafted, and they say, hey, we want you to be a starting pitcher. You say, okay, sure.
Okay.
Two-way player, why not? So you go up, you come through the minor leagues, you get a cup of coffee, and you do all right, and then you get your first full year Major League Baseball. You get 31 starts, 3.81 ERA. You're an all-star, age 24. Whew, what's next? Am I going to win the Cy? Bryce Elder's going to start the year in the minors. That's depth. Remember how good Huascar Ulloa was for them? I'm saying that right?
Huascar Ulloa.
Yeah, you crushed it.
Minors. AJ Smith Shaver. Am I saying that right? Minors.
Never sure on that one.
AJSS.
I don't know, man. Because I do think we're probably internally laughing at ourselves a little bit for these last couple teams being like, they're good, man. Lineup's good, pitching good. And
I brought up the Ron Washington thing.
You did, and that was nice.
Thank you.
And that made Trev really think. I guess for me, now that we're looking at these big boy teams neck and neck, and I don't know if we really have another forum. You know, we're going to announce our year-end picks and stuff like that come before, but I guess as you're dissecting between these guys, the Dodgers, maybe Texas, some of the other teams, is there anything that feels different? I guess if I was to start it off, there's something a little more stable with the whole Braves roster. And maybe that's why they got the one spot that, like, I don't know, there's not a ton of platoons. It like, everything's set, and it even feels like there's more potential. You mentioned left field being weak. It's like, okay, Kelenic might tap into more. Like, everything's locked in, where we talked about, you know, some things with the Dodgers could go this way, and you can do that with any team, but something about this feels a little more stable.
I agree. I think there, we mentioned the question marks in the outfield for the Dodgers. You know, what's Hayward going to do for an encore on a really good season last year? What's the sophomore year going to look like for Outman, stuff like that? Here, it's like, it's tried and true. It's proven. They've done it before, not just 1 year, a couple of years. Like, it really feels like, and some other teams have some real top heavy lineups, and here I just don't feel that way. I think 1 through 9's a threat. I mean, Arcia had a 769 OPS in the first half of last year. Like, he's got the potential to be a very much an above average offensive shortstop. A guy like Sean Murphy, and I don't know exactly where he hits in the lineup on an everyday basis. Fangraphs has him at the 7th spot right now. Like, seems pretty nice to have down there.
Like, that's,
and then you're talking about the rotation. Like, even the question marks, you know, you can say Sale and Lopez are question marks. Sure, that's fine. Like, you know, the injury bug has bitten Sale. But they don't necessarily even need those guys to be, you know, otherworldly. They just kind of need them to go out and be themselves. And if not, hey, we got these guys waiting in the wings. But those guys at the top, guess what? They're going to be great because that's who they are. Spencer Strider, Max Fried, Charlie Morton. I mean, you can just, man, it's really good. They went out and addressed the bullpen after that was like the cause of concern before they won the World Series in 2021. This team, everything lines up. I love it. I'm actually having a tough time searching for something that you could really tear this team down with. Other teams, you can kind of find it. Most teams, almost all the other ones.
How do you feel about the name Dylan Dodd?
I don't like
that. That's been tearing me up. I like alliteration a lot, but like, I think he goes by Dodder or Dottie.
Dodder. Yeah, James, they have Penn Murphy in their organization, so it makes up for it.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out how I personally feel about the name.
Forrest is a tough name.
Forrest
Gump is like always going to follow you. Maybe you're young enough where people don't even know what Forrest Gump is. Maybe that's the thing.
You know, I know a lot of Forrest, but I never
really 28. No,
compare them. Dylan Dodd went to Kankakee Community College, and I got really drunk on a boat in Kankakee once.
Okay.
So
maybe Jake's daughter breaks up with Matt Olson. That would cause some turmoil.
Like a metal little boat on this back river in the dark. Me and Krause. It's grandma's house. Krause.
James Krause.
That's the Braves, guys. It's just the postseason. I mean, win, you know, because you won the World Series, but last 2 years been bounced, so people forget.
How about a little, Brewers fans, turn off your ear holes if you're listening to this. How about a good old-fashioned Willy Adames bidding war between the Dodgers and the Braves at the deadline?
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I'll let everyone think about that, and I'll let everyone think about the DraftKings sportsbook. Head to the ballpark. Root for the home team.
I mean, okay, Max Fried. Postseason, Jake. That's the fucking combo.
When you sign up at the DraftKings Sportsbook and you place a $5 bet, you will get $150 in bonus bets instantly when you use our code TALKIN. They have their daily DraftKings Fantasy. Get shots to win cash prizes as well. Thank you, DraftKings, getting us through these TPPs and downloading. I burped. The DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code TALKIN. Bet just $5 on any wager and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code TALKIN. Only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
101.5 is the over-under, and I have to do this to the Braves because I just did it to the Dodgers. I'm trying to even myself out. I'm going under. I think they win 100 games.
What are you trying to do to yourself?
Eat himself out. I'm going under as well. I'm trying to eat Trev out. I'm going to take the under.
Okay. I don't really want you to do that.
Just a little.
I thought we were on the same team.
Just A little.
Well, you went from Prince Albert to that. Like, Braves fans are just.
I really do think this is going to be the over.
So what are you guys picking?
I picked the under.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over.
So you're under Braves Dodgers.
Same reason I took the Phillies over. I think the NL East is going to be two team rest.
God, this team. Whew. A boondoggy really on a Saturday night.
I don't know. I don't know about that. More like a skiff and Kankakee with Kraus.
I'm going under.
Oh.
We went under?
Yeah.
Because.
You want the over, Trev? I wake up praying you take the over.
What does this have to do with blooper at all?
No, I just got to take unders at some point. And I don't know, they can, what is it, 101 and a half?
Yeah. 101 and a half.
Give me 101. I think the Phillies are going to dance with them a little bit this year.
That's where I'm at, too. I'm only doing this because I'm an idiot and took overs earlier in this whole thing.
All three of you took 18 overs, 12 unders.
Wow.
Take that, Vegas.
Unless you change them.
Braves fans, congratulations. You have a great team.
And if you've been listening and been tuning into all 30 of these, thank you very much. Appreciate you as always.
If you listen to all 30, comment. I listen to all 30.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That would be good. That would be good.
Quite good. Quite good.
Proud of you.
All right. So long.
We did it, guys.
A lot of these teams aren't in the Dodgers and Braves stratosphere.
A lot of teams that are not as good as those two teams.
This is all we need. We don't need two leagues. We just need everyone's just place.
I'm open to it.
Why wouldn't we? Who cares about the ALN? Who cares?
East and West.
We don't need anything. Everyone play.
Hey, everybody. It's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.